Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the only show where frontier means more than just a fancy word for your grandma's old TV set.
And where parameters aren't just what I said on my coffee machine. I'm Jamie, your resident tech enthusiast and professional question asker.
And I'm Alex, your friendly explainer of all things nerdy and occasionally complicated. Today, we're diving into something fresh out of Build 2026, Microsoft's brand new family of in-house AI models. Seven of them, to be exact.
Seven. That's like the Magnificent Seven, but with more machine learning and less cowboy hats, I assume.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing an AI in a cowboy hat, but yes, Microsoft just launched seven models, all under the MAI banner. That stands for Microsoft AI. And these aren't just tweaks of stuff from OpenAI, Anthropic, or anyone else. Microsoft built these from scratch. No copying, no distillation, just pure homegrown silicon goodness.
So Microsoft is basically saying, thanks for everything, OpenAI, but we're ready to ride solo now. Why the big push for self-sufficiency?
Great question. For years, Microsoft's AI, like Copilot, leaned heavily on OpenAI's models. But as AI gets more central and more expensive, they want control. No more being at the mercy of a single partner. Plus, building in-house means they can optimize for their own hardware, their own data, and their own, let's say, ambitions for world domination.
So let's break down these seven models. Do they all do different stuff?
Exactly. Each model is specialized for a particular job. Here's the lineup. My Thinking 1, Reasoning. Think of it as Microsoft's answer to Claude Opus. My Gwen Flash, Coding. This model is rolling out inside GitHub Copilot right now. My Image 2.5, Image 2.5 Flash, both handle text to image and editing. My Transcribe 1.5, Transcription, super accurate and fast across 43 languages. My Voice 2 and My Voice 2 Flash for natural sounding speech generation.
That's a lot of hyphens, but okay, let's talk about the flagship, MI Thinking 1. What's the big deal?
MAI Thinking 1 is their heavy hitter for reasoning tasks. It's got 35 billion active parameters, and it's a sparse mixture of experts model, which basically means it's smart about which experts in the model it uses for a given task. It's efficient, and according to Microsoft, matches or beats Claude Opus 4.6 on SUI Bench Pro, which is a tough real-world coding benchmark.
So it's like the AI equivalent of assembling a crack team for every problem, only you don't have to buy them pizza.
Exactly. And Microsoft even ran a blind human evaluation. My Thinking 1 was preferred over Claude Sonnet 4.6 by actual humans. Plus, it can handle a massive 256,000 token context window. That's like cramming War and Peace, plus your high school diary, into one AI prompt.
I hope it skips my high school poetry. But what about the coding side? I live in VS Code, so should I care about MAI Code 1 Flash?
Oh, absolutely. If you use GitHub Copilot, you might already be using MAI Code 1 Flash. It's a 5 billion parameter model built purely for code generation and agentic coding, and Microsoft claims it outperforms Claude Haiku 4.5 across all their benchmarks. It's leaner, faster, and solves harder problems using fewer tokens.
I have enough problems, so I appreciate anything that solves even one of them. But how did Microsoft train these models? Any OpenAI DNA hiding in there?
Nope. And that's a huge part of their messaging. These models are trained from scratch on clean, licensed data. Microsoft is really hammering home that there's no distillation from other labs, no borrowed knowledge. They're even co-designing these models with their own Maia 200 silicon, which gets them a 1.4x efficiency boost.
So they're not just baking the cake, they're growing the wheat and building their own oven, too.
That's a weirdly accurate analogy. And the oven is custom built to make the best cake, apparently.
You mentioned something called frontier tuning earlier. Is that like tuning a guitar, or are we in AI territory now?
Deep in AI territory. Frontier tuning is Microsoft's method for letting enterprises adapt an MAI model with reinforcement learning in real-world environments, what they call training gyms. So, if a company wants their AI to work exactly the way they do, they can tune it on their own data, in their own workflows, and actually own that model.
Owning your own AI model, that's the new flex for 2026, huh?
Absolutely. Microsoft's pitch is all about ownership and control. Your data, your model, your rules. They even did a test where a MyEye-tuned model for Excel matched GPT-5.4's performance, but used a fraction of the resources.
That's like getting the same pizza, but with half the calories. I need that in my life.
Who doesn't? And speaking of real-world use, Microsoft is already collaborating with the Mayo Clinic to build a healthcare-specific AI model using Mayo's clinical expertise and Microsoft's tech. The finished model will actually be owned by Mayo Clinic, which is a big deal for trust and privacy in healthcare AI.
So Microsoft isn't just building models for itself. It's helping other organizations build their own, too.
Yep, and that's part of this whole hill-climbing machine strategy. Microsoft's aiming for constant improvement. More compute, better data, smarter evaluation, repeat.
All right, but the skeptical techie in me has to ask, is Microsoft really ahead now, or just catching up?
Fair question. Microsoft's models are competitive, but most of the claims are based on their own benchmarks. The real story is they're shipping these models in real products, Copilot, Foundry, not just showing off research demos. Even if they're not the leader today, they've proven they can play at the frontier level without relying on OpenAI.
So whether they're leading or just keeping up, they're at the table and no longer just following the leader.
Exactly. And as the frontier keeps moving, hello, Anthropic surpassing OpenAI in revenue, it's all about staying in the race.
All right, so if I want to try these models out, what's available now?
If you're using GitHub Copilot in VS Code, you might already be on MayEye Code 1 Flash. My Thinking 1 is in private preview on Microsoft Foundry, and more models are rolling out through platforms like OpenRouter and Fireworks. So keep your eyes peeled.
Awesome. Well, that's a wrap for today's Nerd Level Deep Dive.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you learned something or just enjoyed the mental image of an AI in a cowboy hat, give us a follow and share with your fellow techies.
And if you have questions or want us to nerd out about something else, drop us a line. Until next time, keep your models clean and your context windows wide.
Stay nerdy, everyone.